This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How vitamin B12 absorption works. Two competing pathways explain why high-dose pills can rival injections. Editorially reviewed, Barji Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk, Moderate Evidence. Vitamin B12 absorption is not a single process, but a competition between two physiological pathways, one efficient but capacity-limited, the other slow but functionally unlimited at high doses. This dual pathway model explains why high-dose oral supplementation can deliver therapeutic amounts of B12 in patients who cannot absorb it via the conventional route, offering a non-invasive alternative to intramuscular injection in select cases. Key takeaways. Intrinsic factor, a stomach protein, saturates at approximately 1.5 mg per dose, its absolute ceiling for B12 transport. Passive diffusion across the intestinal lining absorbs only 1-2% of any dose, but becomes the dominant route at supplement doses 500-1,000 mcg. At 1,000 mcg, passive diffusion alone delivers roughly 10 mcg of B12, more than 4 times the recommended daily intake of 2.4 mcg. High-dose oral B12 is recognized by the NIH Office of Dietary Supplements as a potential alternative to injections for pernicious anemia. Though injection remains first-line study at a glance 1.5 grams, the saturation ceiling for intrinsic factor-mediated B12 absorption per oral dose. Vitamin B12 absorption efficiency collapses, but total delivery rises with dose. Percentage of oral dose retained versus absolute amount absorbed, mcgs, across increasing doses. Data from Adams et al., 50% retained at 1 mcg, 20% retained at 5 mcg, 1.3% retained at 1,000 mcg. Source, Adams et al., Scan J. Gastroenterol, 1971, NIH Office of Dietary Supplements, Georgian Medical Journal News. Pathway 1, intrinsic factor hits a hard ceiling. The primary route of B12 absorption is mediated by intrinsic factor, IF, a glycoprotein synthesized by parietal cells in the stomach fundus. Intrinsic factor binds B12 in the small intestine and escorts it to a specific receptor, cubulin, located in the distal ileum epithelium. This pathway is efficient. At low dietary doses, it recovers roughly half of the ingested vitamin, but it has a critical limitation. It saturates. According to the absorption kinetics measured by Adams and colleagues in the Scandinavian Journal of Gastroenterology, intrinsic factor cannot transport more than approximately 1.5 grams per dose, regardless of how much B12 enters the mouth. This ceiling explains why patients with pernicious anemia, a condition in which the immune system destroys parietal cells and IF production collapses, cannot absorb sufficient B12 through oral intake alone using conventional doses. At 1 mcg, the IF pathway works well. At 5 mcg, it is already saturated, and absorption drops to 20%. The receptor is simply full. Pathway 2, passive diffusion takes over at high doses. The second route is passive, concentration-dependent diffusion across the intestinal mucosa. This is not an active transport mechanism. It requires no protein carrier and operates along the entire length of the small intestine and colon. At dietary levels, 2-3 mcg, passive diffusion contributes negligibly to total B12 acquisition, but at supplement doses, 500 mcg, 1,000 mcg, or higher, this pathway becomes dominant. The NIH Office of Dietary Supplements reports absorption rates of approximately 2% at 500 mcg and 1.3% at 1,000 mcg. These percentages sound trivial, but the arithmetic is instructive. 1% of 1,000 mcg equals 10 mcg. The recommended dietary allowance, RDA, for B12 is 2.4 mcg daily. A single 1,000 mcg supplement, absorbed at just 1.3%, delivers more than 5 times the daily requirement. At 1,000 mcg, approximately 13 mcg of B12 is absorbed in total, of which roughly 10 mcg comes from passive diffusion alone, more than 4 times the RDA, without any contribution from the intrinsic factor pathway. Adams et al., Scandinavian Journal of Gastroenterology, NIH Office of Dietary Supplements, Clinical Implication, Oral High-Dose B12 as an Alternative to Injection. This two-pathway model has reshaped clinical practice for B12 deficiency in selected patients. Intramuscular injection bypasses the gut entirely, delivering B12 directly into the bloodstream, and thus remains the standard first-line therapy for pernicious anemia and severe B12 deficiency. However, injections require clinic attendance, are inconvenient for patients, and carry a small infection risk. The NIH Office of Dietary Supplements recognizes that high-dose oral supplementation may be another treatment option for patients with pernicious anemia who decline injections or have adequate renal function to handle high oral loads. Some clinical guidelines, notably those from European hematology societies, now list high-dose oral B12, 1,000 to 2,000 micrograms daily, as an acceptable second-line option, though the evidence base for direct equivalence is limited. Randomized controlled trials comparing high-dose oral and intramuscular B12 are few and generally small. More robust long-term data are needed to establish non-inferiority definitively. Clinicians should note an important nuance. Absorption efficiency depends on dose, but it also varies by individual metabolic factors, renal function, transit time, and residual IF production, even partial. A patient with zero parietal cell function will differ from one with partial autoimmune damage. Monitoring serum B12 and methylmalonic acid levels during oral supplementation is therefore prudent. What this means for patients: if you have pernicious anemia or B12 deficiency and injections are inconvenient, high-dose oral supplements, 1,000 micrograms daily, can deliver adequate B12 via passive intestinal diffusion, but only with regular blood level monitoring and your clinician's approval. Do not self-treat. Clinical guidance is essential. For clinicians, high-dose oral B12 is a viable non-injectable option for selected pernicious anemia patients who refuse or cannot tolerate injections. However, verify absorption adequacy via serum B12 and methylmalonic acid. Passive diffusion efficiency varies individually. Current evidence supports its use, but is not yet conclusive on long-term non-inferiority. For policymakers, consider guidelines that legitimize high-dose oral B12 as a second-line option for pernicious anemia in resource-limited settings where frequent clinic visits are infeasible. However, ensure that oral and injectable formulations are both accessible, as injection remains the gold standard for severe or acute B12 deficiency. Investment in more rigorous comparative trials would strengthen future recommendations. Frequently asked questions: why does high-dose oral B12 work if intrinsic factor is broken? Because intrinsic factor is not the only absorption route. Passive diffusion, the simple leakage of B12 across cell membranes, occurs even without any carrier protein. It is slow and inefficient, 1 to 2% absorption, but at doses of 1,000 micrograms, even 1% absorption yields 10 micrograms, far exceeding daily needs. This backup pathway compensates for the loss of intrinsic factor, as documented by Adams et al. Can I just take a higher dose of oral B12 instead of injections? Not without medical supervision. While high-dose oral B12 can deliver adequate amounts for some patients, absorption varies due to individual factors, renal function, gut transit time, and baseline B12 status. Your clinician must verify that your serum B12 levels are rising appropriately. Additionally, injections remain the standard first-line therapy and are still necessary for acute severe deficiency. Discuss this option with your doctor before switching. Is 1,000 micrograms oral B12 safe? Yes. B12 is water-soluble, and excess amounts are excreted in urine. Toxicity from high oral doses is not documented. However, patients with kidney disease should discuss high-dose supplementation with their nephrologist, as there is theoretical concern about accumulation in severe renal failure. For most people, high-dose oral B12 is safe. The issue is efficacy, not safety. The two-pathway model of B12 absorption, intrinsic factor as the efficient but saturating route and passive diffusion as the unlimited but slow backup, has redefined how clinicians approach B12 deficiency. Future research should focus on identifying which patients are candidates for high-dose oral therapy and establishing robust equivalence data with injection. For now, broats remain valuable, and the choice depends on clinical context, patient preference and confirmed adequacy of absorption. Source: Adams et al., Scandinavian Journal of Gastroenterology, NIH Office of Dietary Supplements.